Here we are in Chayde Shvat on Daf Beis Amid Aleph. It qualifies us as real Lamdanim. I'm hoping that this Perek, which as I told you is Malay Vigodish and many Adin, I hope you'll have a proper Kinyan in it. As I mentioned last week, this Perek you have to learn with the Muki Yosef. You always have to learn the Muki Yosef, but especially in Ashutfim. Muki Yosef has many of the machlokes Rishayim that we will be discussing. Hashutim shirasul latzos mechitza b'chatzer b'ainus hakaisel b'emtz. Mishnah talks about two partners that are making a chaluka. They own the field, courtyard rather, b'shutfis, and now they're dividing the courtyard. So one is going to get half, and one's going to get the other half. So the chiddush of this Mishnah is that they build a kaisel be'emtza and it goes through all the shiurim. The Gemara, in the first piece of Gemara, has two pshatim in the Mishnah. The machlokes of Hezek Riyah Shmei Hezek or Lo Shmei Hezek is totally in the two pshatim, as we'll see. We paskin Hezek Riyah Shmei Hezek, that the Hezek of looking into someone else's chatzer is Shmei Hezek, the second lashon of the Gemara. And therefore, until we get to the Gemara, we're going to learn the Mishnah with the Ikr Pshat, the Pshat of Hezek Riyah Shmei Hezek. When we get to the Gemara, we'll discuss the other Pshat as well. The first thing is, the Mishnah says Hashutfim. You have to realize that it's not really what the Mishnah should say. It really should say Hashchein. This halacha, this Mishnah, is not in Hashutfis. It's not Hashutfis Dikadin. It's Hashchein Dikadin. Two neighbors who have chatzeris, one next to the other, are mechayiv to build a chatzer between them. The Mishnah depicts a marshal of shutfim who are dividing. So the Rosh on the Mishnah and Tosfos on the Amud Beis say that the hashutfim is teaching us a revusa, it's telling us a chiddush that even shutfim who are only dividing because they agree to divide. They're not mechuyiv to divide. As the Tosfos will explain, shutfim not always mechuyiv. Just as you want to divide, I don't have to agree. So we have an agreement to divide the chatzer. So afterwards, I only agree to divide on the condition that I don't lose any of my chatzer to the wall. If I'm going to lose Amis and my chatzer, I would have never agreed. So Kamash Malan, Hashutfim, that if you make an agreement to make a chalukah, at the time of the agreement you didn't say anything about a mechitza, later on you're bound by that agreement and you have to build a mechitza anyway. So that's why you have a marshal of shutfim, which is revusa. But the ikin din of our Mishnah is not a din in shutfim, it's a din in shcheinim. A shcheinim that come to make a mechitza have to build. Now the Gemara says the reason for it is because of Hezek Riyah, because Hezek Riyah Shmei Hezek. There are a few kashas that the Rishayim deal with, which we have to know before we start with the Shitas HaRishayim. There are a couple of difficulties in the Mishnah. I won't come to answer them all today, get some of them tomorrow. But you just have to know before we start, there are two difficulties with the Mishnah. The Mishnah says Hezek Riyah Shmei Hezek. What does that mean? That means that a chotzer is a courtyard. It's a place where people do personal things, private things. Chazal considered eating to be a private thing. People don't want to eat in public field. And therefore, if I have a chotzer and you, my next door neighbor, can see everything I'm doing, that's Hezek Riyah. That's called a Hezek. Rashi says that in the first Rashi, Kol Chatzeris Shishanu Chachamim Lefnei Habatim Hein V'Roiv Tashmishem B'Chatzim. B'Chatzim is what people used to do. Roiv, it doesn't mean Roiv. You do more things in the house than in the Chatzim, but it means Harbei. So the Marsha's Medayik that Rashi's Kavane is that Raif Tashmisham B'chatzah, we're talking dafker about a chatzah in front of a house where people do many things. And because they do many things, I'm sorry, it's Maram, that's Medayek, that's Marshal. Since people do many things there, so there's a din of Hezekiah. If it's my backyard, where in the time of Chazal, people didn't do, backyard was a storage area, people didn't, weren't mishtamish there, you don't have to build the mechitz. The whole din of the mechitz is a din of Hezekiah. That I can force you to chip in to build a wall with me, even though you don't want, because you, looking into my heart, so that's a hezek. So there are two kashes that we find on this. The first kasha is, why can't I, Taina, I won't look. I won't look into your heart. The Ramban and Daf Nun Tes is this kasha. Then why can't I, Taina, I'm not going to look into your heart. You're tiny, I have to pay for a wall because I'm going to look? So I won't look. When you're eating, I won't look. I'll look the other way. How can you force me by saying that I'm going to be a mazik? I'll tie now, I won't be a mazik. You're going to force me to tie now, I'm going to be a mazik? What kind of time is that? I won't be mazik. That's the Ramban's kasha and Daf Nun Tes. Of course, we'll see two ways to answer the kasha, which we'll get into. The second kasha, shtarka kasha, is that later, Madaf Chof Hei, there's a halacha, we pass like Rabbi Yaisi. Rabbi Yaisi says that by Shechenim, when you have two neighbors, and if you're going to do something in your field that's going to cause me damage, the din is al hanizik laharchik asatzloi. The nizik has to spend the money to protect himself. If you have a tree in your backyard, and your tree, the branches are over my backyard, now I can't build a sukkah. My sukkah is going to be possible because of your branches. So who has to pay to cut down the branches? So we paskin al hanizik laharchik asatzmai. You can plant a tree. Now you can't stop me from cutting the branches that are over my backyard. But I'm the one who has to pay to cut down the branches. Al hanizik laharchik asatzmai. The nizik is the one who has to pay to avoid problems. The problem is, if we have such a rule, al hanizik laharchik asatzmai. We had the same thing by Shein B'Shus HaRabim, in the Bava Kama. Right? Shein B'Shus HaRabim is potter. I am letting my animal walk through the street. It's going to eat off of somebody's food. Ala nizik l'harchik asatzmai. Normal animals eat. I'm not doing anything abnormal. Ala nizik, you have to protect yourself, B'Shus HaRabim. If my animal goes into your property, that's my responsibility. I'm not going to let my animal go into your property. But B'Shus HaRabim, I have a right to go, you have a right to go. I'm allowed to let my animal go in the street. You're allowed to put your fruit in the street. You're allowed to set up a stand to sell fruit. I'm going to send my animal down the street, can eat off your food. Al ha-nizik l'harchik asasmei pashtus. The nizik is the one who has to be marchik himself. If we have such a klal, al hanizik laharchik asatzmai, then why in our Mishnah does the mazik has to pay? I have to pay to build a wall. I don't want to. You have two neighbors. If they both want to build a wall, shalom al Yisrael, there's no din Torah. The whole din Torah is one neighbor wants, one neighbor doesn't want. So the neighbor who wants says, you're mazik me. So I should tell him, ala nizik laharchik asasmai. It doesn't bother me that you're looking in my yard. I'm okay with it. So why should I have to pay? Ala nizik laharchik asasmai. The nizik is the one who should be responsible. This is the second kasha, which again we'll have two ways to answer. I'm going to get to.
But with Hezekiah, is this a mazik?
What?
With Hezekiah, is this the neighbor a mazik?
He's a mazik. If he'll actually look, he's a mazik. But if I'm allowed to walk in my backyard, so you can taina, I'm not allowed to look. So I won't look. But you can't taina, I have to pay to protect you. If you're going to say, Well, even if you tell me you won't look, it's impossible. People look. As you say, such a time. So I'll say, look, I don't plan to look. If you catch me looking, so you have a time on me. But you want me to pay to avoid the problem? Well, then there's a class.
As long as it looks all right, then there's a result to that.
What do you mean?
A mazik pays for
hezek, that I understand. But to avoid a hezek of a shachain, it's not true that this good one has to pay to avoid the hezek, generally speaking. Now, the Mishnah says, "Bainin es ha-kaisel be'emtza." What does be'emtza mean? It means in the middle. Bainin es ha-kaisel. The Rishash makes a diuk from the Lashon be'emtza.
Why can't it be that I'm saying that I want you to build a fence because I don't want to be
a mazik
in your field? I want you to be
shomer atzmai. So I'll say, I don't mind. I don't want to build a fence. Are you going to look? Look,
isn't
it? Why are you forcing me to build a wall? I'm allowed to give you a shish to be mazik me. How do you force me to build a wall for them? On the Lashon be'emtza, b'ainu nes ha-kaisel be'emtza. It should say, b'ainu nes ha-kaisel be'nehem. What's be'emtza? So the Rishash says that the Mishnah is coming to tell you that our Mishnah, which obligates them to pay 50-50, is talking about 50-50 shutfim. You own half the chatzar, I own half the chatzar, and I pay half the price of the wall, you pay half that. The Mishnah says, Zenais and Gimel Tvachim, Zenais and Gimel Tvachim. Well, 50-50 shutfim. What would happen if I own 3/4 of the chatzah and you own 1/4 of the chatzah? That would be shut that it's 50-50. What happens if I own 3/4 of the chatzah and you own 1/4? Zakta Rishash, in that case, I have to pay for 3/4 of the cost of the wall, and you pay 1/4 of the cost. We pay according to our bailus in the field. However much I owe. What? Oh, is that, are you sure? Let's see in a minute. Because it's like the Rishash. Our Mishnah is talking that they're 50-50 owners. The Lashon be'emtza in the Mishnah is telling us, emtza of the middle of the field of the yard means you own half and I own half. So the Mishnah's theory is that we're 50-50 owners. Memela, I give 50% for my chelik, you give 50% from your chelik. But it's la fuke that if one is a 3/4 owner and one's a 1/4 owner, that then the 3/4 owner pays 3/4, and the 1/4 owner plays 1/4. And the Rishash brings a raya from a Mishnah on Dav Zayin on the days. Mishnah Zayin on the days has another case of Hezekiah. We own a chotzer together. It's not split. You and I have homes and a chatzar, picture a bungalow colony. We have a chatzar. And we now are having hezekria from the street. People going down the street are looking into my chatzar. So we can't afford the street to charge the street for paying for a shahr for this chatzar. So the Mishnah says that the b'nei ha-chatzar split the cost of protecting themselves from the Rishus HaRabim. Kaif and I say, live in this Beis Shar V'Delas L'Chatzer. Kaif and I live in this L'Ir, Chaim Adol Asayim. The halacha is, by Kaif and I say, live in this Beis Shar, that we pay according to the ownership. If I own 3/4 of the Chatzer, and you own 1/4, you pay 3/4, I pay 1/4. Everyone pays kafi his bailus. So Dr. Rishash, the same thing in this Mishnah. Everyone pays according to his level of ownership. And that's the kamash malon of the word be'emtza in our Mishnah. As I state in the Rishash. If the Rishash says this, he says, Avo, Loi kein kosav hatur b'shulchan aruch. If he says this, that you pay kfi amamin. The Rishash says that the Paiskim don't agree with me. They say fakert. They say you always split 50-50. Even if it's 3/4 and a quarter, you still split the cost of the wall 50-50. Yeah, when I'm saying the cost, I mean the makim, the amount of chatzah you give up, and the price of the stones, of building the stones. So he says, the Paiskim don't say this. Rishash bothers him. Rishash holds up his svara, it should be the same as Dav Zayin. And he says, the Paiskim don't say this. And he says, it's Arachian. He says, the Gra brings a Makar, and he disagrees with the Makar. So let's talk at the Teretz. What's the total difference?
If the two people, there's a wall between the two, I don't care how much land you have on the other side. It has to agree as the use of this land. So I didn't make a wall in between the two.
But you're benefiting from it 3/4. You're benefiting for it 100 feet, and I'm benefiting 50 feet.
I'm saying I have the chiv to build a wall. I'm not saying if two people share the chiv to build a wall, in other words, let's say on the smaller side, the shukum on the smaller side, one on that one's 90%, one on 10%. So the chiv is on this person is on 90%, and this person is 10%. But the case of the beis shag, this person has 3/4 chiv to build the beis shag, this guy has a quarter. So if it is,
okay. The way the nesivus. Nesivus and Simon Kuf Samach Aleph, it's a cut in Aleph, answers the Rishash's taina, not the shame the Rishash, but he asks, what's the difference of Zayin and Daf Beis? And he says that there's a Yisaidistic difference. The Mishnah on Daf Zayin, the reason I'm paying is that I shouldn't be a Nizik, I shouldn't be damaged. And Dav Zayin, the purpose of the wall is to protect me. I shouldn't be a nizik. I shouldn't be a nizik. Who's the mazik? The street. The street, we can't charge the street. So the people in the chatzar are chipping in that we should be protected. We shouldn't be a nizik. We shouldn't be a nizik. We shouldn't get damaged. So that we pay kafi amamun. Same thing we're going to have later in the parak by taxes. You're paying taxes. So a person who has more money pays higher taxes. A person who has less pays smaller taxes. A person, property tax. You have a bigger house, you pay more. You have a smaller house, you pay less. Anything you're paying to get benefits, if I'm paying to receive benefits, so it makes sense that you pay kafi amamin. I'm benefiting in a big chatzah, you're benefiting a small chatzah. If the pay, time to pay, you shouldn't be a nizik, that's Dav Zayin. And that is Hilchah Shutfim. Shutfim and Achatzim. There are certain achrayas that you have in the Chatzim. Our Mishnah is of the Nesivus. You're paying, you shouldn't be a mazik. You're paying because Hezek Rishma has. You're paying, you shouldn't be a mazik. You should avoid that, you should not end up being mazik other people. If I'm paying, I shouldn't be a mazik. So what's the difference? How much I have? The chiyuv to pay, I shouldn't be mazik, is the same if the person I'm being mazik is a millionaire, the person I'm being mazik is a poor man. I'm not allowed to be mazik him equally. Doesn't matter how much money he has. Zokta Nesivis, odd Mishnah is a din of paying, you shouldn't be a mazik. If you're paying, you shouldn't be a mazik. So then, you pay b'shava. Both partners, each neighbor is as achroy as the other to not be a mazik.
There's more to be mazik than the other guy.
What?
That person has more to be mazik.
There's more to be mazik. So what, the person with less should pay more even. But the issa to be a mazik is the same, whether you're mazik him on 200 feet of chatzar or 100 feet of chatzar. So the obligation to not be a mazik is equal, and that's 50-50. The Rishash didn't learn that way. We'll have to see if we can find in the Rishonim such a shita. The Rishash learns our Mishnah, that our Mishnah is not a din als mazik. It's a din als haskamas hashcheinim. That when you're a shachin, you're a person, people own in bungalow colonies today, people own their bungalows or their homes now they have. So there's an agreement in every colony, every group of homes. There's certain agreements. They have to pay taxes together. They have to pay things together. Dav Zayin is a din in Hilchis Shcheinim that the Shcheinim have to put up a wall. The Shcheinim have to put up a door. So Rosh Hashanah, we shouldn't be mazik them. The Rosh Hashanah learned our Mishnah the same way. That our Mishnah, like Dav Zayin, is a din that you're paying, you shouldn't be genizik. You shouldn't. You're paying to protect yourself. It's a din in Hilchis Shcheinim or in Hilchis Shutfim that's an agreement of Shutfim, of Shcheinim. The Sivis is saying that we don't paskin that way. We paskin our din is a din you shouldn't be a mazik. The Rishash's way of learning this Mishnah, and we'll see if we can find the Rishayim that way, the Rishash's din of our Mishnah answers the kashas we started with. We ask the kasha, alanizik laharchikas atzman. Why does the mazik have to pay? In the second paragraph, we learn alanizik laharchikas atzman. Why do I have to pay that I shouldn't be a mazik? Let him protect himself, like the case of the tree over the sukkah. The way the Rishash learned this Mishnah, it's not shver. The Rishash understood that our Mishnah is also a din of nizik. I don't want to be damaged. It's a din of partners that I could force you to chip in with me. That just like I can force you to chip in, we should build a door to block people from the street shouldn't be able to look in. The same thing, I could build, should them have a right to put up a wall between them, to protect myself off the nizik. So the Rishash's pshat, even though he himself is masking, the Paiskim don't learn that way. But it's geshmak that it answers really three kashas. It answers this kasha that in Perek Beis we say ala nizik laharchikas atzman, and the way the Nesibis and the Paiskim learn Amish is the din of the mazik being marchik himself. If you learn like the Rishash that Amish is a din on the nizik protecting himself, just like on Dav Zayin, so that kasha is answered. The kasha, the Ramban's kasha, how could you force me to pay? I'll tell you, I won't look. I won't look. You can't force me to pay. That's fair, according to the Nesivos. That you want me to pay because it's a din in the mazik. I'm paying, I shouldn't be mazik. So Ramban is a good kasha. What do you make me pay? I shouldn't be mazik. I'll tell you, I won't look. Like the Rishash. You're not telling me I have to pay because I'm looking. I have to pay because all the partners in a chatzar have a partnership agreement in a chatzar built into every agreement. Is all the partnership agreements. We pay taxes together and we build whatever it is, pipes to bring in water together. And the same thing. We have to build a wall to protect us from the street together. The same thing. We build a wall between us. I'm not telling you to pay, you shouldn't be a mazik. I'm telling you to pay, you shouldn't be a nizik. Because that's a din in shutif, that there's certain achrayus on a shutif, that a shutif is responsible to chip in with everything else in the chatzar.
Somebody rents, it's not about the shutif, but if somebody buys a field, a house next to yours, until now there was no, somebody builds a new house.
I don't agree with you, but if you're right. So the third thing it would answer, is the Lashon Hashutfim and not Hashcheinim in the Mishnah. Because Hashutfim means that these people, it's a Shutfistik of Din. If we have a Chasa together, it's a Din of every Shutfis, every time people are partners. Even if they're just partners, that they all have Chalokim in the same Chatzar, that's Dav Zayin. What is Dav Zayin? That we live in the same Chatzar with the same Delis, so we have to all pay for the door. We all have to pay for any taxes, anything in the chatzah, we all have to pay for. So the way the Rishash learns, our Mishnah is not a din in preventing, I have to pay, so I shouldn't be mazik you. No. It's a din in agreement of shutfim, that shutfim pay this one. So we're going to see, it's Hashem, if we can find Rishayim that hold like the Rishash. Nevertheless, certainly Rav Rishayim learn like the Nesivus. The Nesivus is explaining the Paiskim. And they learn differently. So it comes out we have two ways of learning the Mishnah. Either this is an agreement of partners, like the Mishnah on Dav Zayin, that if your partner is in a chatzer, everybody has to pay for the normal expenses in a chatzer. These are normal expenses. Or the way the Paiskim Neman, I have to pay, I shouldn't be mazik. If I have to pay, I shouldn't be mazik, then we're going to have to come back to answer the different kashas that I mentioned. So now the Mishnah goes through the Shiurim. Let's see the Mishnah. Malkim Shenagun Liz Gevil Gazes Kfisim Levenin. Bainim Hakel Kaminig Hamedina Gevil Zenais and Gimel Tfasim. Zenais and Gimel Tfasim Gazes Zenais and Tifchayim Umechza. Zenais and Tifchayim Umechza Kfisim Zenais and Tifchayim Zenais and Tifchayim Levenim Zenais and Tefach Umechza Zenais and Tefach Umechza. So the Mishnah describes in detail each min and how much you have to pay for each min. You split whatever the numbers are. And here the Rishayim will ask, why does the Mishnah go through the numbers? So starting from Taisvis and all the way through, everybody has the Kasha. Why does the Mishnah go through the numbers? Let's say, Akol Kaminig HaMadina, divide by two, and you have to tell me numbers. So we have here a Machlekes Rishayim. Well, let's first learn Taisus, and then we'll see Taisus Begvil. Agav, I want to point out to you, in the top Taisus HaShutfim, Taisus says, Kula Nezikin Chadim Masechta. And Taisus says, Afilaya B'chadim Masechta, you have to explain the order. Because if it's Chad HaMasechta, you should explain the order. Even if it's not Chad HaMasechta, you have to explain the order. Kedash Kechon, in the beginning of Masechta Shavuos. In the beginning of Masechta Shavuos, it explains the order. So you see, even if it's not Chad HaMasechta, you have to explain the order. Shavuos is also in the Zikin. Shavuos is also part of the Zikin. Taisus is saying that even if Kula Nezikin Chad HaMasechta, you have to explain the connection. If it's not one Masechta, I'll prove to you, you have to explain the connection from Masechta Shavuos. Maybe not. Maybe it's Chad HaMasechta, including Shavuos. Kula Nezikin is Chad HaMasechta. And you only have to explain it by Chad HaMasechta. What is it? It's all the Bavis. The Machlekes Rishayim, when we say Kul Nezikin Chad HaMasechta, the words Kul Nezikin sounds like the whole Seder Nezikin, the Chad HaMasechta. Now this Taisus, it's clear that Taisus held that only the three Bavas are Chad HaMasechta. Because Taisus brings a right from Masechta Shavuos, Kilu it's not. But there is a Machlekes Rishayim, if what it means Kul Nezikin Chad HaMasechta, knows there are really three Shitas. The Shita in the Gemara Kul Nezikin is not Chad HaMasechta. You know, it's Chad HaMasechta, those who hold it goes on the whole Seder, and those who hold it goes on the three Bavas. Okay, that's Agav. Mesegeas is Taisus Begevil. Begevil, Zenois in Gimel Tfachim, Hadalai Ka'ama Begevil Vav Tfachim, Shem Lai Niti Lamei Mar Vav Lechol Chad. Bim Taim. Amai Tshuch Lemisti Midas Gevil Vagazis. Why doesn't Mishnah have to tell us the number? That Kima did Nana call Kabinag Amadina, Kamay Shadagu, Ken Yasu. Well, you have to tell me the number. Say, whatever the minig is, that's what you have to do. And Shuga Leidik, why do we have to go through the numbers? Ishlaim. Dimnagu Yasu Mevav Vigvil, Lo Yasu. Bechen Kula. Matej. Dimnagu Yasu Mevav Vigvil, Lo Yasu. Bechen Kula. The minig is gevil 7 amos or 8 amos. You can't force me. Why can't you force me? How do you understand that? If the minig is more, why can't you force me to do more? Huh? It's unnecessary. So what is it? It's a waste of money. That's what we're saying. If you can build it, instead of 6 tefachim, 8 tefachim, That the Menhagim not to be satisfied. So it's the same thing that here, that what? That more than it, it's a waste of money. So we have a side that you can't force me to waste my money. But even if there's a minig, it has to make sense. There's a minig, but it forces me to waste money, so you can't force me. That's what we're saying. Next line of Taisis. Meal. If the minig is to do less, yasa means you can't force me to spend on six. If the minig is to do gvil five, I could do gvil five. Why could I do gvil five? Why could you force me? Why can't you force me to do six? It's also because it's a waste of money.
You can only force me,
so you need both. You can force me up to the minute, and not more than the minute.
And
the minute has to be a minute, and it has to make sense. You need tarity to force me. You need five, plus, you need minute, plus it has to make sense. So vice dice, obviously saying it makes sense, six. Right? The place where the minute is six, you do six. That means the added investment to build a wall from 5 to 6 makes financial sense. Otherwise, you couldn't force me to do 6. That's the first exciting Taisus. You can't force me to spend money if financially it doesn't make sense. Right? That's what Taisus says. So, to go from 6 to 7, you can't force me. It doesn't make financial sense. Okay. We'll all agree to that, you side. Minute can't force me to waste money. Good. Now, to go from 5 to 6, the minig is 5. Now to go to 6, we're saying makes sense. Financially, it does make sense. If you're building a wall already, build it strong, it should last. We're saying that from 5 to 6, you can't force me to go from 5 amis to 6 amis, even though financially it makes more sense, it makes sense to make the investment. But the minig is 5, I only have to do 5.
Financially better, that it could be better. That's the
but it means
time.
It makes sense to spend, you know, sometimes you're fixing.
Maybe in this area.
So you can fix a cheap way, you can fix an expensive way.
This area makes sense, this area doesn't make sense.
Right, one area the wall falls, and one area the wall stands.
It's, like, a lot of
it's muddy ground or something.
Which is giving a max possible. More than this will never make sense.
But that can't be, because that would be true. If you say, let's say the ground is soft, 6 makes sense. The ground is hard, 5 makes sense. But then when the ground is hard, you can't force me to go from 5 to 6. We're talking about a certain case in the Mishnah. Picture a chatzar, in Brooklyn, we're not chatzaris, right? They're up in the Catholics is a chatzar. And we're putting up a wall. Halavai, the bungalow colonies, they should put walls between everybody's bungalow. It'd be a big tayalas. But let's say, I want to put up. Taka, what's it in a bungalow colony? If you come up this summer and you say, look, I just learned this Mishnah, I want to force the mechitza. I forget to that. The minig place was not the minig to do any mechitza at all. Huh? I have to see what the din is. We'll get to that. In the meantime, the Mishnah is hard enough without it. We'll see tomorrow. Getting back to our Mishnah, we're putting up a wall. You have to realize what the Mishnah is talking about. We're talking in a place, a karchach. Taisus is talking where financially it makes sense to spend on six. Because if it didn't make sense, then minig wouldn't help. Afal pi kein, you can't force me to do more than five. As I state on Taisus. Even though it makes sense, you can't force me.
If the minig would do that way, it must be make sense also.
Well, it's true, but you know, you can fix things, most things you can fix two ways. You know, you have a broken pipe, you can fix it two ways. You can buy some shmirach and shmir up the crack, and it'll last for a while. Or you can replace the pipe. Some people replace the pipe, and it lasts for 20 years. Some people buy something and they shmir it on, and it lasts for 2 years. Which one makes more sense? I can't say which one makes more sense. But, somebody who can afford to does it the right way. Someone who can't afford does it shorter. I'm assuming a five tefach wall doesn't last as long as a six tefach wall. It'll fall more quickly. Because from a six tefach to seven tefach, there's no difference. if it made sense, or the cost is more than the benefit. Otherwise, the midrash would be mechayev you. So it must be that from 5 to 6, there's some benefit, but afal pi kein, you need minig in order to be chayev. That's what Tosfos is saying. Now, as I state on Tosfos. Okay, again, from 6 is the mission. To go to 7, financially, doesn't make sense. To go from 5, when the minig is 5, we're learning that when the minig is 5, that all you can force me is 5. Like you said, you can't be mechayev me if you have two things. Minig plus the share of our Mishnah. How is Tosfos plugging into the Mishnah? Tosfos is saying like this. You have to touch the Mishnah. Hakol k'minig ha-medina means that you go less if it's a minig ha-medina. It's a cooler. When the Mishnah says zenos and gimel, zenos and gimel, it's a chumra that more than gimel, minig ha-medina you don't listen to. Kula, chumra, kula, but more than that you don't do. The Maram is a kash on Tosfos. Tosfos says there's a lashon hakol k'minig ha-medina, and there's a lashon of zenos and gimel, zenos and gimel. So Tosfos says that zenos and gimel, zenos and gimel is a chiddush in a place where it's a minig to do more, that you don't have to do more. And hakol k'minig ha-medina is a chiddush in a place where it's a minig to do less, that you do less. Frank the Maram, maybe fakert. Well, you could touch the mission the opposite. You can touch the Mishnah Zemlis and Gimel, Zemlis and Gimel, and not less. And a Kol K'minig HaMedina, if the Minig is more, you have to do more. It fits just as well into the Mishnah to be Mahapachit, and to say a Kol K'minig HaMedina tells you you have to do more, and Zemlis and Gimel, Zemlis and Gimel is telling you not less. Sorry. Why?
Because once I have a wall, even if it's 3, 2, 1, whatever the shear of the Minig is, there's no longer a degree of.
I'm not very good with these things. How is Hakol K'minig HaMedina Mashma Kula exactly? Huh? I'm sure the Maram is right. He says, the Lashon, Hakol K'minig HaMedina, when you say it's my minig, you need to be Mekel or to be Mashma. Someone asks you, why are you doing that? You say it's my minig. People only take with Hagim L'Kula. V'yesh Lo'ima, Hakol K'minig HaMedina Mashma La'Kula Yasa. For Lifchais. Chei Mashmolish and Diktani. Diktani Gvil Gazes Kvisel Leveinim. For Hadr, Kitani Akalkim Nega Medina, Mashmolkom Dina, Asa Lifchais. I take the Maram's words for it. He says, the Maram says, it's Mashma, it's Mashma. It just bothered me from the Maram. I don't understand. We just learned the Mishnah very nicely. We just said, more doesn't make sense financially. That's why you don't have to do it. No? That's why I would learn the Mishnah. It's a Svara. More doesn't make sense to spend. If a wall stands a certain way, why make it bigger? It stands. And Svara, I thought it's a good Svara. Well, we're not doing, we were talking to Svara. He said, more doesn't make sense to spend the money. Less is fine. It also stops as a creed. For some reason, the Maram doesn't see a Svara. Maram just says, that's the Mashmah Lashon HaKol K'minig HaMedina. So, we have to understand why the Maram didn't see a Svara in it. Hakapon, this is the Maram. The Rosh and the Muki Yosef argue with Tosfos. The Rosh and the Muki Yosef both say, no, you have to go, HaKol K'minig HaMedina, the Lashon, whatever it says in our Mishnah, the Shurim, it says in our Mishnah, stand, Sai Pachas, Sai Yoser, it doesn't matter. No matter what, you don't, yeah, the Shir of our Mishnah, six Tvachim, six Amis is no matter what. Six Tvachim is no matter what. If the Minig is less, you still have to do more. The meaning is less. If they both agree to do less, they'll do less. But if they both agree, if one of them wants to do less and one wants to do more, even if it's the minig, our Mishnah is dafka. Gimel tfachim is dafka. Hakel kaminig medina is going on the type of stone you use, gvil, gazis, etc. And the shiurim in our Mishnah are dafka. So we have a machlekes rishayim.
If it is
doing, no. He says our Mishnah is dafka in both directions. Yoyser, you don't have to do more. And with pachis, you can't get away with pachos. The shiurim and our Mishnah are dafka. So he agrees with Tosfos that more you don't do. We have no problem with that. Our Mishnah saying more doesn't make sense financially. You can't force someone to do more. Less, we now have a machlekes Tosfos against the Russian Lukiyaz. Tosfos says that less you do if that's the meaning. Russian Lukiyaz say, no, less you don't do either. Why not? So the Rush says, because less doesn't make financial sense. It doesn't make sense to spend money on a wall, five tfachim, where you spend a little more, it stands well. You spend a little more, the Gemara says later, pachas mikan loy koi. Less than that doesn't stand. Doesn't stand doesn't mean it falls right away. No one's a fool. But it means, for your money, you're not getting, it's not a sensible amount of money to spend. Most people would say, it doesn't pay to call a plumber and patch up a hole in a pipe. It doesn't make financial sense. If you're already calling somebody and paying him, let him fix it the right way. The Rush holds that way. The Rush says, in our Mishnah, you have to do it the right way. The minig is less. If both people want less, you could do it. Do whatever you want if they agree. But it doesn't. The Rush says that the aside of our Mishnah is, you can't force a shachin to spend money. It has to make financial sense. The whole number of our Mishnah, the 3 and 3, is based on making financial sense. Hakom Inedina is Gvil Gazes Kvisim and Levainim. That which one you do is based on minig. And even if you say one is better, it doesn't help. Which type you do is Hakom Inedina Medin. And this, so we have our first Machlekes Rishayim. We're going to have 6 or 7 Machlekes Rishayim in the Sugya. The first is Tosfos against the Russian Muki Yosef. Obviously, we have to try to understand what they learned different in the Mishnah, that this should be what the Machlekes is Tali. And Klar, the Rush's Lashon is very Klar. The Rush says the Shurim of our Mishnah are based on finances, it's based on financial sense. The Rush, Klar, learned the Mishnah that way. We have to see how others learned. And what I'd like to do is to learn in the Muki Yosef with your side. I'd like to point out 4 Nekudas in the Muki Yosef. And the 4, we're going to come back to Mitzvah tomorrow. Tomorrow I hope to do with you the Rebbe Ruvain, Siman Aleph. Rebbe Ruvain goes through a number of the Machlekes Rishayim in our Sugya. And the 2 Mahalchim, the way we like to have a Sugya, less confusing when you have a Klar, 2 ways to learn. These Rishayim learned this way, these Rishayim learned that way. We try to get it as clear as we can. For today, we're not looking to get it clear. We're looking to know what the points are. The points we had so far, the Rishash and the Sidis, the 2 ways to learn, the Mishnah in the first place. Now the Machlekes Rashi, Tosfos against the Rush and Muki Yosef. There are 4 points in the Muki Yosef that are significant. If you want, you should mark them into your Muki Yosef like I did in mine. And you'll see, I'm starting in the wide lines, the line that begins Kaminiga Medina. It's the 7th wide line, Kaminiga Medina. Yesh Minig, Bebinyan Yivna HaKaisal Hazeh Kaminiga Medina, Gevil Gevil, Gazes Gazes, Vechen Kulam. Avol Shiurei HaKaisal Berachba, Einoi Tali Beminig. Now this is the Muki Yosef that argues with Tosfos. The width is not Tali and Minig. Ella dina hachi, the batzim hachi kimlul rabbanan de loykoi. Less than this chazal shat stop, it doesn't stand. Nachlas David says loykoi, or mi pesi, which fool is going to build a wall that doesn't stand? So he teaches loykoi means, what does it mean loykoi? It doesn't stand. It doesn't stand long enough for the amount of money you're spending. Loykoi, it doesn't stand normally. Mishim hachi erech hatan alameim is enayis and gimel. The lie have a little name, El Hakol Kaminig Medina. Let it just say a kol kamin yimagi. V'nel ziyanam in haga echi. El hashmiinan demdagu laharbos ilamayit b'shiurim. Says laharbos oilamayit b'shiurim elu hariyum miniktos. That's number one. So that's the first point in the Muki Yosef. He's arguing with Tosfos. Tosfos says a minig lamayit is a minig. Muki Yosef says a minig lamayit is not a minig. It doesn't count. That's the first point in the Mukiyas. V'taima, point number two. V'taima de beina shiurim gedolim kol kach. It bothers the Mukiyas. It's all Hezekiah. Why can't I hang up a curtain? What do you mean I have to build a wall? We're talking about Hezekiah here. Let me put up a curtain and finished. V'taima de beina shiurim gedolim kol kach. Why do I need such big shiurim? Apple Pisha any elemishum has a kriya. Sakti the Muki Yosef, Mishum de Cheshinon Shema Yipal. Anything else will eventually fall. Vitzdarech lis atzein imay bebezdin. And he's going to have to go schlep into Bezdin. U ben kach yemazikai behezekriya. And while they're going to Bezdin, he's going to be mazikim behezekriya. You hear what he's saying? That's what Muki Yosef is saying. I'm saying I want to build it. I don't want 6 tefachim. I want 3 tefachim. Why? It's good enough. It'll stop Hezekiah. So the Rosh said, "You can't force me because it doesn't make financial sense for me to spend money on such a war." Muki Yosef is disagreeing with the Rosh. This the Muki Yosef doesn't learn the lomdis. How could you force me to spend money? It doesn't make sense financially. No, he says a different shot. You hear what he's saying? He's saying that the reason you can't force me to settle for a smaller wall is because, look, if it's going to fall, I'm going to have to schlep you to bed. U bankach to be Hezekiah. So it's a reason that Hezekiah did. That we have to build a wall that's going to stand for, I can't say forever, nothing stands forever. It's going to stand for a very long time. So that there should be no period where it falls and it'll be Hezekiah. You hear what the Muki Yosef is saying? A very strange reason. Now this is not like the Rosh. The Rosh says, because financially it makes sense. He says, saying a different reason. This Muki Yosef's reason, excuse me, is a very strange reason. Well, I'm a neighbor with you. You come to me, you say, let's build a wall. I say, fine, I want to put up a curtain. So what are you telling me? I don't want to put up a curtain, because curtains don't last, there'll be a storm, and I have to schlep you to bed to put up a new curtain. Why can't I answer? What do you mean you have to schlep me to bed? I'm a straight person. As soon as it falls, I'll chip in with you, we'll put up a new curtain. Curtain's a bad word because the curtain is. I mean, a cheap wall. I'll say, I'll put on a cheap wall. So you can force me to put up a big wall because of your taina that you're chayshin me later. I'm going to schlep you, I'm going to make you schlep me to Bezdin, and I'll schlep. How can you taina such a thing to me? You're going to have to schlep me to Bezdin. I'm a very honest person. You're not schlepping me to Bezdin now. I'm willing immediately to put up a wall, a cheap wall. How can you force me to put up an expensive wall? I don't understand the Muki Yosef's reason. The Rosh's reason I understand. You want me to chip in with you, so I don't want to spend money if it's not going to last. So that I understand. But you're going to time that to me that you don't want to chip in because you're going to have to schlep me to Bezdin, shlei tachlis, atzei milei b'din. This is the second chiddush in Muki Yosef. What?
Permanent solution?
So you want a permanent solution? Yeshkayach, I want a temporary solution. How can you force me to spend money on a permanent solution? The problem is I'm mazik you. Why are you forcing me to spend money on a permanent solution? I'm telling you, I'll put up a curtain, I'll check it every day, and if it's bad, it's bad, I'll fix it. How can you're being chayshed me, that you're going to have to slap me to bed, and therefore. How does that work? No, he's talking splitting. Next piece he talks about. Now, again, the Rishash would be very geschmack. If you learn like the Rishash, again, what's the Rishash thing? That we're not talking about preventing hezek. We're talking about dinei shutfis. Dinei shutfis, what's the minig to do by shutfim? The minig by shutfim is to do such and such. That's the minig. If you're telling me it doesn't make sense, this minig, I'm telling you it does make sense. The minig is, shlo yistarach, lo satsim yimai v'din. That's where the minig comes from. If it's a minig shutfim, then I understand this mukiyasa very well. There's a minig that shutfim have that we put up, or we put up a solid wall. So if you tell me it's a minig shtus, you're right. I'm telling you it's not a minig shtus. The minig comes because people don't want to have to schlep to bed. Okay? If you're telling me it's a minig ashutfim, that it's an idea, I shouldn't be genizikt. It's a minig ashutfim. I understand it. See, the whole problem, the whole sugya is so much more geschmack like the Rishash. And we're saying most peskin don't hold that way. Do you understand what I'm saying, why it's good like the Rishash? According to the Rishash, it's a din that I don't want to be genizikt. I'm spending money, then I shouldn't be a mazik. But I'm a member of the city. Everyone in the city chips in to build traffic lights. So I'll tell you, I don't want to pay for traffic lights. I'll stop at every corner. Marishkeit, you want to stop at every corner, ganz git. I'm doing it because I don't want to be a nizik. So I want to have the, you know, I want to have it. You'll tell me, yeah, you won't be mazik. I'm not going to help you. I have a right. There's a din in the shutfim that everybody in the shchaidus chips in that there shouldn't be a nizik. If like the Rishash, I understand. As long as the minig is not a shtos, it's binding. That's the way it is. Anytime you have a minig, you have a group of people in a business that are bound by minhagim. As long as it makes sense, you're bound by it. But the way we're saying the Paiskim hold, like Nesiva says, that our sugya is a sugya that you're not allowed to be a mazik. I'm not allowed to be a mazik, so I'll put up something I shouldn't be a mazik. Are you chayshin me? I'll slap you to din. I will slap you to din. This is the second point in the Mukiyah. So let's quickly see the third. Umino Shaminon. Now here, I'd like, before Shia tomorrow, you understand this third point. I say understand, I don't mean that you should take 5 minutes, read the words, and teach it. I mean, you should try to understand the two stodim in the next point of the Mukiyah. Umino Shaminon. Dafilu rasa echel mehen lichnes b'teich shalai v'livnes mishalai v'hutza v'dafna. We're two partners, and we're going to build a wall. I tell you, of course, I'm an early chayid. I don't want to be a mazik. Go get a contract and give me half the bill. So you go get a contract, and you tell me, so it costs us $1,000 each. So what, $1,000? You know what I'll do? I'm willing, lichnas potentially, I'm willing to build it on my property. V'livnas mishalai, I'll pay the whole price for hutzah v'dafna. Hutzah v'dafna means thorn bushes. The cheapest wall. I'm going to pay the whole thing. It's going to come all off my land. L'chaira, in such a case, and Svara, I would say, be my guest. You're willing to pay the whole thing? Good. Chaveroi kaifeyu. Shiv neven shneim gevil v'gazis. Kefi aminik. You could force me to build gevil v'gazis. Why? T'shama yipol v'yitzdarach l'sasei mimei v'bezdin. Same reason. Ilfuol. I have to shlep you to Bezdin to rebuild it. So I don't want, because it might fall. Yeah? He's not being besatzen him over din today. He's telling him, Apa Pikein. Now, V'ara Oza HaMoysif Badavari. The fourth point is here the Ra'a. That it's actually part of the third point, the way the Ra'a says. Now, it's late, and I'd like to leave you, let you out on time, but for tonight, that you're going to learn this Ra'ah, and if you're not matmi on the Ra'ah, if you read it, it makes sense, so you'll come over to me and explain it to me. The Ra'ah is a plea to me, and then I'm considering that part of the third point of the book. Yes, the fourth is the Umina that has a dot at the end of a line. If you look, if you like Umina dot, that dot is a toss, maybe your print doesn't have it. Shem Kodim V'Karnas, that's the fourth part of the Mukiyasis. Please read all of them. The Ra'ah, if you could explain the Ra'ah to me, I'll be very grateful. This is all for tomorrow. Understand Muki Yosef, understand what we spoke about today. Find time to do the Rebbe Ruvain. If you're not going to start first Seder till 10:30 tomorrow, you're not going to be prepared for Shia tomorrow. Because you're getting into a new sugya, And you have to put in the time to understand what's shver in order to be able to understand what's good. So make sure that you understand the two ways to learn. The Reb Ruvein, the Iker is Simen Aleph, Ois Aleph and Gimel. You can learn Ois Beis also. And then the Yitzhak Shem will go back.